Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, the King James Version, episode number 56, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. Some people call it the Authorized Version. And this unique viewpoint allows you to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, because it is, as someone said, His story. Today we are reading Job chapter 4. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the benefit of those who were not in the first prayer meeting, Lord God in heaven, help them to pray and help them not to listen to me pray. And Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you. And Holy Father God, I thank you for your holy word that tells us that Jesus Christ gave a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to do that now and throughout the remainder of this day, to be a praying people, not to keep the time, to keep a certain time in a program or to perform, but to pray. And Lord, help us to always be a people who pray what we mean and mean what we pray. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, mental and physical, protection and provision, financial and material blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, to help everybody to be thankful here and thankful out there if they have not been stricken with the coronavirus plague, a disease that will take you out in a hurry and is very, very ugly and a very painful death and a frightening death, because the disease actually suffocates people, and that's a frightening feeling. And so Holy Father God, comfort those people who are hurting today. Every time they wake up, the person that they're used to waking up beside is gone. And Holy Father God, have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us who name the name of Christ. And Lord, help each one of us to be honest before you and confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. Wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the holy and precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And make us, Lord, to be whiter than the snow. On the inside, and create within us a pure heart and a right spirit. I pray, Holy Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil is very angry at me, as you know, for preaching the gospel in multiple ways, and having everybody here to help with that and to participate. And so the devil is mad and doing everything he can to try to hinder your gospel from going out, your holy word from going out for souls to be saved and Christians to be revived. He's mad at all of the people who have written in and those who have not written in saying they got saved or that they came back to you, the results of the gospel. Lord, he's mad about that. And so, Lord God in heaven, Lord, help Daniqua to do a fantastic job to even reach more this morning while I'm preaching your holy gospel. And Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, that ugly multiple demonic spirit that combines together to fight against your servants who are busy getting the gospel out. Lord, I'm so thrilled to see so many preachers now. Got folks preaching every day at the church. What a blessing. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor. It is so powerful and so beautiful all across the nation. Some pastors are preaching every day in some way, shape, form, or fashion themselves. Some have help from other ministers in the church. Lord, you know how to get our attention. You know how to get us back to the old time ways. You know how to get us back to the first church, the early church, where they ministered the gospel and prayed and ministered the word without ceasing from house to house. And Lord God in heaven, we pray that every Bible-believing church would do it. And Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the demon spirits of sabotage. This is against you, Lord. Help the people who have that demon spirit to somehow understand the devil is driving them to fight against you. And Lord, this Jezebel spirit, treachery, plotting and planning evil, and being a part of it, it's in every church, it's in every ministry, it is in every family. Lord, even though people lie about it because they have bought into the false theology that everything is supposed to go so sweet and wonderful and well and dandy for the Christian and the Christian life, and that's just not the case. In the family, in the church, in our personal lives. And so, Lord, help everybody to confess the sin of being a phony and being a fake. And Holy Father God, Lord, I do pray that you would cast out the devils and the demons of hell, the demonic spirit of hindrance and distraction. Someone said the other day that there are a woman dressed in a certain kind of dress, and she became a distraction. They train professors. Some don't do it, but they train college professors to not dress in anything that's going to be a distraction. The professors, professional professors, PhDs, they're trained to wear dark colors and to wear modest clothing so as not to be a distraction, to bring attention to your clothes. Lord, help us to get back to that in the church. Wearing modest clothing and darker colors and all of that kind of thing. Not wearing a whole lot of gold and fancy apparel for men and women. It's not only designed to keep people from lusting, it's designed to keep us from being distracted by a human being and get our eyes off of you. God, help people to understand that again today. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts. Lord, from these people and from the people who are struggling with the demonic activity in their lives. And I pray that you would give them a sound mind and a godly attitude and spirit, and to be a Christian filled with the fruits of the Spirit, peaceful and pleasant and content. And Holy Father God, not only here but everywhere. And Holy Father God, I thank you for the truth that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices and tricks. And so, Lord, I do pray that you would grant me your energy and all of us, your energy, your grace, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, the power of your Holy Spirit to stay alert, to be sober-minded, to pray, and to read your Holy Word, and to understand it, have it to find. Holy Father God, deliver us, each and every one of us, from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'll help each and every one of us under the sound of my voice, live and on demand. Lord, help us to be humble. Help all of us who are saved to get humble, to be humble, to be prayerful, to be to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would indeed save those who are lost in this city, in this country, and around the globe from the preaching of the gospel. And Lord, revive those who are saved. Heal those who are sick in this city, in this state, in this country, and around the globe. And revive those who are saved in this city, in this state, in this country, and around the globe. And Lord, comfort those who are grieving today in this city, in this state, in this country, and around the globe. By the power of your might, I don't know how you do all of that, Lord, but I do know you know everybody very well, and I don't. And so, Lord, you know their situations, and you, I know that you love them because you love me. And if you can love me, I know you love everybody else. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, Lord, because of your love, have your Holy Spirit and your Holy Ghost, your Holy Spirit and your Holy Gospel and your Holy Word to go out, reaching out to each and every soul. And, Lord, save them if they're lost, revive them if they're saved, heal them if they're sick, comfort them if they're grieving. And Lord God in heaven, I pray today that you would deliver each and every one of us from our afflictions and distresses and cares and worries and anxieties if we do right by you and only by your grace, Lord, and deliver us from all of our troubles and lift our burdens, cares, worries, and anxieties. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, for all of the people who have gotten saved through the ministry, all of the people who rededicated their life to the ministry. And all, Lord, I pray that you will help them to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. And I pray more would be saved today during this service and tonight in the service to come. And Lord, I pray that you'll lay upon my heart the messages you would have me to say and things you'll have me to do. Grant me your fresh unction and anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach your holy gospel and preach your holy word. Place, Lord, upon us all who name the name of Christ in all of our families, churches, and ministries, the whole arm of God. Surround us with a band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ. And make us, Lord, to be whiter than snow. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing today from the Word of God, Job chapter 4. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "If we assay to commune with thee, wilt thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have upholden him that was falling, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. But now it is come upon, it toucheth thee, and thou art troubled. Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways? Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent? Or where were the righteous cut off? Even as I have seen they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostrils are they consumed. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion, and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perisheth for lack of prey, and the stout lion's whelps are scattered abroad. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof, in thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men. Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes, there was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Doeth not their excellency which is in them go away? They die even without wisdom. Holy Father God, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for the privilege and the blessing and the joy to read your holy word. Thank you for all of the things that you remind us about and some new things you teach us about. Help us to love your holy word and to cherish it, to obey it, and to share it with others so that others can get saved. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9 and 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.